Doing things differently in these times, so says most likely my next guest, Thomas Pike, joining on the line, artistic director with Vintage Parlor Orchestra. Where are you when it comes to your entertaining? And the little birdie tells me, Thomas, that you just held your first rehearsal, what, in your garage?
Yes, we did. We finally took that first step since all of this started happening in mid-March. We had a concert planned for April, much like every musician in the world. We had to cancel it. And all of us were really itching to get back and playing together. So yes, last Thursday, we held our first rehearsal in my garage. That necessarily was not the first place I would have chosen to hold it, but our normal practice rehearsal space was not available because of this. And so desperate times call for desperate measures. So we thought that battling lawnmowers was going to be fine. So we decided to hold it in my garage.
Yes. Well, again, following the rules, adhering to the governor's policy of gatherings of 10 or fewer, you did it. So half a step back, remind me of who makes up the Vintage Parlor Orchestra.
Well, it's a little bit of a rotating. We do have some core members that have stayed on, especially in the string section, because the string section of an orchestra is the heart of the orchestra. And so having consistent players coming back for that is always a good thing. So we've really kept to that. A lot of our wind players come from local colleges and universities, particularly MSU and Grand Valley State. And so we have a nice mixing pot of people from all over the place, all ages, all beliefs, and all backgrounds. And it was really great to finally get them all in a room together again and just make music. You know, forget everything and just focus on playing the notes on the page as best as we possibly can for 2 hours. So it was really good to get together.
And you did wear masks.
Yes, and that's kind of part of what I wanted to talk about. I by my no means am I a scientific researcher myself, but there are a lot of studies going on over in Europe. The orchestras over there work a little bit differently. There's a lot of government funding, and they are specifically looking at the aerosol emissions from wind instruments, from singers, vocalists, and they're also studying string sections to see what kind of spread this virus may have with all of us on stages performing together. Now, this research, too, is really interesting because it applies to saxophone players. It applies to guitar players. It applies to any musician that's kind of looking for answers on how should we get back together. What is safe? You know, there are people out there that are doing scientific studies. Again, by no means are they hard-lined. There's always caution that you need to take. But if you go to our website, vpogr.com, I have started to compile a list of resources for musicians that are particularly aimed at orchestras. But again, they apply to everybody about these aerosol emissions and the various risk levels for each type of instrument.
Thomas Pike on the line, artistic director of Vintage Parlor Orchestra. We've had you in studio prior, and we'll get you back in when you can. But until now, it's phone interview. And you are also in the mode of a virtual video making opportunity.
Yes, we've made two of those. At first, when this all happened, like everyone else, I got real down because, you know, yep. Making music is something that we do in person. And then we started seeing all these virtual attempts start to crop up, various orchestras here in West Michigan, as well as nationwide, as well as, you know, other rock bands. And the process for that is a little bit awkward. We all read our music and we play it to a metronome. And that music is then emailed to me and I compile it all together and line it all up in video form and audio form and edit it. And I play conductor on the back end, which is really fun because not everybody is perfectly on beat. And so you need to go in there and shift things around in the audio software that I use. And so it was kind of a weird reverse conductor where the musicians sent me their finished product and I was able to go in and conduct them later to line everything up. And yeah, those video projects were fun. We only did two. And then our third one was the video of us playing in the garage. So I'm not sure if we're going to make any more virtual videos. But I must say the second one we did, this Bad Adiri by J.S. Bach, was recently accepted into the Grand Rapids Art Museum's time capsule for COVID-19. And I believe it will be part of the Festival of the Arts virtual music video thing that they're doing this coming weekend.
Yes. Thomas, what is your plan to be ready to perform to outdoor audiences?
Yeah, we are developing that right now. A lot of that is based around this this research, again, that has come from various orchestras around the world. But much of it is going to be in line with the local business guidelines that Kent County is putting out and, you know, under the guidelines of the governor and what the state is determining. You know, we just want to play by the rules. And I think everybody, every business is kind of looking at the same thing during these uncertain times. So when it comes to large groups of people, you know, whether they're in a store or they're sitting outside in a grassy lawn, listening to music is kind of the same thing. You have lots of people that are close by, and we just need to be aware of what the best practices are going to be and make sure that we communicate that effectively to our musicians and to our audience.
Awesome. How do we find out more information then about Vintage Parlor Orchestra as we are all waiting to get back to our new normal?
Yes. I have had plenty of time to update our website. So
yes,
if you go to vpogr.com, like I said, our front homepage will give you all the videos that we've done in the past couple of months. It'll also give you all of the COVID-19 musician resources that I've compiled on the bottom of the page. We also have our mission statement, social media links and everything. But one of the main parts about our website that may entertain your listeners will be our VPO archive. I've compiled as much audio, video, photographs, everything from our past performances all in one spot. So you can go back and relive all those great moments that we've put out for the last year and a half. So
awesome. All right, Thomas, stay the course with you and yours. Rehearsing in a garage with the lawnmower, could be a whole new sound. Take care to you. We'll talk again.